We're gonna. Hi everyone, my name is Donna and I'm an alcoholic, and we're gonna talk about step six. And step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. So ready means I'm willing. And what are these defects of character? So we did a lot of internal work, right? We admitted to ourselves that we were powerless over alcohol. We got to see that there's a lot of internal unmanageability. We're willing to believe that there's this force, this power that has tr is transforming lives, because we see it when we come to the rooms. That's why sometimes when we're early, some AA speakers, we call them spiritual giants, because they seem to be experiencing a way of life and a relationship to power that we can't really identify with, but we can identify with, because it seems to be something that we want, we desire. Then we realize, okay, the only way that we're going to really be successful in doing this deal is we have to be in partnership with this power. And we were told, don't worry about your previous experiences with anything spiritual. If it's the word God that makes you uncomfortable, this is your journey. This is your path. Choose a conception and a name that you can say out loud, because it says that we never apologize for depending upon this power, and we don't apologize for God. And when I first read that piece, I didn't really understand what it meant. But I think for me, apologizing for God is, I don't want to give credit. I used to say things were lucky. It's just luck. Coincidence. But no, today, everything that happens that seems to be in alignment, you call me on a certain day, I just don't wonder, wow, it's so amazing that you called me. I believe that you were meant to call me. That kind of my whole perception is changing about a lot of things. And so I go into this partnership. God builds with me, so it means that the word with means together. And then I get to see what I've never been able to see before, because I've been too focused on the trauma of my life. I hold on to stories way past its expiration date, and all it's doing is keeping me sick. And it's interesting, because when I start doing this internal work, I get to see that recovery demands a deep inner change. And how do I recognize that? When I do my fourth step, I get to see my belief systems have really been keeping me in bondage. And what's unspoken becomes unmanageable. Anything that I manage, trust and believe, turns into a big box of crazy when I think that I can manage. There's a difference between believing in this power and relying on this power. And I can keep going through life, but it's going to be hard. I'm going to read something. This is on step 11, but when you go through all the steps, you realize that 11 and 6 are very connected. So it says, and they have increasingly found a peace of mind which can stand firm in the face of difficult circumstances happening around us or within us. This is from the 12 and 12. I love in the big book and in the 12 and 12 when sentences start with the word and. That means that the previous sentence means that there's something that I have to do before anything increases or decreases. And it says, all those who have persisted have found strength not ordinarily their own. I also want you, for those of you that are in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, I want you, every time, if your sponsor or your guide or your teacher is not encouraging you to do this, I want you to highlight or underline every time you see the word new. So if this is a whole new life, new foundation, new, and all I know is my same old okey doke, then relying on me, relying on what I think, relying on self is going to stand in the way of me experiencing any new. And that means that I have to get very comfortable and be okay and not know. See, my ego needs to know. My ego needs it to be in control. And for alcoholics and like us, that's all we did. Am I still there? We tried to control alcohol, control, 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 control. We get here, and all of a sudden, it's a big shift. All of a sudden, it's not about control. So two things happen before I get to step six. I go into partnership with this God that I didn't even believe in before. And I'm willing to build with me the word it, the word with, right? Now it's me and God together. I rely on God so that I can continually put pen to paper in step four. I continually rely on step three so that I don't start thinking about step nine and want to stop doing the inventory in step four because my mind has me saying, there's no way you're going to go to these people. And so that relationship in three, which I thought I would never have, I start building on it. I also don't believe I can ever get close to another human being because human beings have hurt me. Human beings don't say what they want to say. They failed me. They let me down. But all of a sudden, that changes on step five. All of a sudden, I'm doing the thing that I never thought I can do. I'm very intimate with another human being. So my whole belief system starts getting smashed. So now in step four, I get this laundry list of behavior that is really no different from you. Every fifth step I listen to, I can put my name on my sponsees' defects of character, and you would think they were mine. So all of a sudden, I start realizing I got more in common with you than I don't. Now, you might have done some things that were extra, but I've probably done the same thing. Maybe I've done some things in a lesser degree, or maybe I've done things in a greater degree and you did it less. But we're all doing the same thing, doing the best that we can, relying on self. We're selfish and self-centered, and we don't see how our behavior affects other human beings. So now I get to step six. So I see all of this. Step six says, I'm going to read it out of the big book. So in this interaction, what am I doing? So I'm moving from internal work to outward action. I'm reading from my big book when you see me look down. I don't do notes, but I'm reading from my big book. Step six, I'm ready to release these defects. See, this isn't therapy. See, I can sit in a therapist's office and I can talk, 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 but they're not going anywhere. Step six, the key word. Are we now ready to let God remove from us all the things which we have admitted are objectionable? What does objectionable mean? Is any of my behavior offensive to other people? Are they offensive to me? Unpleasant. When it says let, that means God has the ability. So it's not about God's ability. Am I willing to allow God to do for me what I can't do for myself? Because I know that I don't want to be impatient. I know that I don't want to be judgmental. I know I don't want to be all of the laundry list of things. But I don't know how to be different because I don't know how to be patient because I don't really have any experience being patient. I don't know how to not judge you because I never was able to not judge you. So I can't get to step six and all of a sudden forget step three and say, okay, now I'm going to change myself. I'm gonna. Now, the beautiful thing is when we're going through step four, all of a sudden we start experiencing something within. As we're writing, there's so much power in the pen. That's why I always tell people, don't type this work. Don't type your fourth step. Write it. There's something about here to here. And write it and then feel. There's something about writing inventory is different than writing a report for school and writing a report for work. It's emotional. But you got to believe that you're being guided and protected. And this is a vision that came to me that I've been sharing at meetings lately. Imagine there's this big force of nature behind you and make it as big as you need it to make it. If you're a big guy, then that means that your power has to be bigger than your 6 foot four. Make it big, and then have two hands on your shoulders. As you're writing, this power is writing, and as you're seeing, the power is seeing with you. So you're not seeing it judging yourself, you're seeing it with, and the best way I can describe it is like, oh wow, damn. Oh snap. Like I was in wonder when I did step four, knowing that I was protected and guided by power. So now I have this laundry list of things, and now I'm at step six. See, you couldn't tell me about me, because if you did before I saw me, I would have thought that you were just judging me, you were criticizing me, you just want me to feel bad. But after I've seen my own inventory, there's something that happens that I start getting humbled, and I go, damn, and I've been so busy judging people, I'm no more, no less than them. And so I use this example a lot to describe step six. Imagine now that you've seen all these defects of character, arrogant, jealous, impatient. Those of you that have done a bit step, you know what I'm talking about. And so throughout your life, you wonder why I can't get ahead in life. Now, my ego's not going to tell me I'm the problem. My ego wants to blame the job. It wants to blame the people on the job. It wants to blame my parents. It wants to me to blame the person that either emotionally or physically abused me. Way past its expiration date. So I will tell you that all of the pain that I went through in my life, even that's been removed. I can look back at my childhood now and see good in my childhood. When I'm holding on to the pain and the suffering, I can't see anything good. And so I've been walking around with all these things, and I get to see that all they're doing is holding me back. So imagine an older person, and I have to say older. I used to say old, but now I'm old, so it's got to be an older person. There's an older person walking down the block with two heavy bags, and that's you. And in that bag, you got a whole bunch of character defects. And you got to keep putting the bags down. Oh, it's summertime, it's hot. You're not going fast. So God, who has been guiding and protecting you all your life, but we really go into this relationship in step three, build with me, do with me. I'm transferring. God, care for me. And God's been caring for us our whole life. But we really see when we do this work. And God says, let me take that from you. But first we had to see. I had to see. I had to get off the people. Get off the people, Donna, so you can see what's holding you back. And what's holding you back is you, your belief systems, this personality that you created, this separateness that I believe that I'm not connected to you. See, when I'm not connected to you, I'm going to judge you. When I'm living life separate, I'm envious of you. I'm jealous of you. I'm envious. I judge you. That's all living life with this separate belief system. But see, all that changes in step three. I'm building with God. So now I'm one with God. I'm one with you in step five, because there's something magical that happens that for the first time I'm allowing you to see my hiney, and I don't care what you think about me. And there's something powerful with the three entities in a room at one time, me, you, and God. And so there are some character defects that just were lifted. They were no longer a thing for me. Now, there may be some defects that you can't imagine letting go of. Well, of course you can. Because you don't know about this new life you're getting ready to step into. You don't know that self-will thinking is not necessary, that you will be able to get to a place that you can be okay and don't know and be able to sit in the hallway of life with doors closed and not be compelled to keep jumping up and trying the doorknobs because you're impatient. It says that, remember I read early on the persistency, I can persistently sit and wait. But it started in my first, fourth, fifth, and sixth step. And so my sixth step is I got this laundry list and I literally had to use a dictionary because I honestly didn't know what the opposite behavior was of some of these defects because I've never lived them before. See, it's not the first time that I was introduced to spiritual principles, but I've never practiced them. And for the most part, I didn't see a lot of human beings practicing them. That's why it was very hard when I was a kid. You know, Donna, be nice, play fair, you know, all the things that we're taught growing up. But I didn't see the adults around me practicing. I saw a lot of chaos. I saw a lot of arguing. I saw a lot of fussing. That's why I'm very grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous because I get to see the principles practice in these meetings. Every time I see a person share, oh my God, well, what if it's a 10-minute share? We're being vulnerable, we're being honest, we're being accountable, we're being caring, we're being giving, we're being loving. We don't even realize that our behavior in a meeting is so unlike how we used to be and how most human beings are. And if you ever notice, and this is something I want to share with you guys, when you share in a meeting and you're practicing 10 principles in 10 minutes, ooh, guess what's not present? Your ego. Ego's been set aside. And when you finish sharing, all of a sudden you're going to hear that voice that speaks in your voice saying, well, damn, you shouldn't have said that. Or maybe you should have said more of that. But that was on step six. And why didn't you share on step six? You were sharing all over the place. And you didn't see a lot of hearts. And there weren't a lot of comments. See, I caught on. I caught on. See, Rashid said, this ain't about catching up. This is about catching on. And I caught on and I realized, oh, that's the ego that just wants to be back in first position. And once I caught on, I don't listen to it. So am I willing to take these heavy bags that represent my behavior? My inability to respect people, to forgive people, to help people. Am I willing to say, God, please take this away? Because I want to live it differently. I want to live this new life. I want these promises to come true in my life. And so I've got this laundry list and this is one of the exercises that I give. So in your fifth step, your sponsor, your guide, your teacher, your whatever you call the person that's taking you through the work, they're listening. They're God's ears. Every time I listen to a fifth step, God, please enable me to hear what you need for me to hear and speak when you need me to speak. And my job is to listen and to jot down what I hear. And then to ask you, is there anything else? So now we've got this list because you don't need to be worrying about writing a list. Your job is enough just for us to be honest in the fifth step that you don't need the added responsibility of recording. We can do that for you. And so I have this list and I send it to my sponsees and I have them. I always say, have a dictionary, whether it's on your phone or an actual dictionary. And go through that list and write the opposite of the behavior. So if it's, and some of them are easy. If I'm impatient, God show me how to be patient. But I gotta tell you, some of my behavior, I honestly didn't know what the spiritual behavior was because I've never practiced it before. And that was even humbling. See, it's interesting that sometimes the experience in doing this work is as simple as damn. I don't even know what the opposite of this bad behavior is or this offensive behavior. And let me go look it up. So now I got both. So what I do, I'm on my knees. And as I, As I was going through the list the first time I did this exercise, there was something happening with me. God, please remove my impatient behavior and show me how to be patient. God, please remove my judgment and show me how to be one with all. God, please remove my inability to be available and show me how to be present. And I'm going down this list and there's something happening within me now. There was nothing on my list. That's not true. This last time I did inventory, there was something on my list. For the first time, 26 years. Oh, my sobriety date is August 5th, 2000. I didn't say that when I started. So I've done many inventories. This last time, I don't know, I can't remember what it was, but for the first time, there was a defect because I realized that if I let this one go, I was going to be in full surrender. And it was something that I was recently dealing with. Now, I know this has nothing, well, it just has to do with step six. Either God is everything or God is everything. In step two, it says, this is a proposition, is God everything or is God nothing? What is your choice to do? And I realized most of my life, God was nothing. Even in recovery, if I'm still trying to stop doing some things, or I'm trying to stop watching so much TV, I'm trying to start going to the gym. Anything that the operative word is trying, anything I'm trying to do, I'm self-reliant. And so there's some things that a full surrender seems really scary. And I've got this mind that wants to negotiate. And negotiation for me sounds like if I'm willing to surrender all of me to God, and we're going to talk about this next week in step seven, the great negotiator goes, but what if? But then what? Those two phrases are enough for me to just be compliant. I'm not totally ready to surrender. And I think for some things, I wasn't ready at the time. But as life goes on and I have more experiences with the same thing I think that I can't let go of, eventually I get surrendered. The same way I was surrendered when it came to alcohol. It's when I stopped trying with alcohol. So in step six, there was some things that were removed just in the writing of the inventory and the sharing of it in step five.
2 minutes.
That when I went, when the behavior showed up, it made me real uncomfortable. See, before I had been so asleep, I couldn't tell when I was impatient. But as the spirit awakens, we are so acutely aware of self-will thinking, self-will action. And there were some things that I just didn't need to manage anymore. I didn't, the whole belief system around certain things had shifted. And then there were some things that as I journey through life, I get to see, wait a minute, this belief, this behavior is really interfering with my inner peace. And I don't, and I never know what the thing is that I need to keep taking to God and keep taking to God and keep taking to God. But we do become increasingly more at peace. But we got to begin at some point, and step six isn't about me changing me. The change happens in and through us, in spite of us. We just have to realize, you know what? I don't want to be the same human being anymore. I don't want to keep hurting people because I know what it felt like when people hurt me. And if I didn't like it, why should I be hurting people? And can I also see that when people are showing up, that maybe it's not, I don't have anything to do with their behavior. Maybe it's how they're feeling at the time. See, I used to think that anytime a person was a certain way, that I had something to do with it. If they said something to me that was unkind, I felt that I deserved it. I don't believe that anymore. Your belief system and how your actions is your belief systems and how you're acting. They don't have anything to do with me. And it's not because I'm not connected to you, but I can see levels of pain now. I can see beyond personality and behavior, and I'm learning to look in within. So step six, you just got to be willing. God, I'm willing that you change me, mold me into this new person that I could be. So thank you guys for allowing me to be here again with y'all this week, and I look forward to hearing what you have to say.